Now, obviously, next Tuesday, 90% of American voters will have their ballots, and this is a true fact, counted on a computer. Well, how's that going? As e-voting systems roll out, computer glitches are affecting races nationwide. Early voting in heavily minority Volusia County, Florida, began last week.
The voting started at 8 o'clock. At 5 minutes before 10, the power failed. It's probably coincidental, but one of the surefire ways to disenfranchise voters with electronic voting machines is a power failure.
You kids today with your electronic voting machines. In my day, we disenfranchised black people the old-fashioned way. Intimidation. And the poll tax.
That's my old man. Thank you. In the crucial Virginia Senate race, the Democratic candidate will be listed only as James H. Jim in several counties because the electronic voting machine cut off Jim Webb's last name. Jim Webb. Although, to be fair, his last name is spelled with 38 B's. Of course, computers can get thrown off when you use your nickname and last name, Jim J. Webb, which is why this program was briefly known as The Daily Show with John S. Spanky. You're applauding the implication that I masturbate. That's, Now you're openly wooing at it. And I won't have it. Where is the outrage over voter irregularities? It turns out it's on CNN.
I cannot imagine, Hugh, how we got to a situation where the federal government is spending billions of dollars to buy machines that can be opened with mini bar keys.
I am so tired of Lou Dobbs thinking that the solution to any problem is to reach for the minibar key. You know what, Lou? You can't fix everything that's wrong with this country with a mini vodka and a Toblerone. Been staying in a lot of hotels. All right.